can't take my joy, devil.
Radio East River, our station, our talent, and our people.
Radio East River, ons stasie, ons talent, ons mense. WhatsApp ons by 064-536-9095. Talk to us, die ding ruk hier.
Het jy geweet? You can have TB with no symptoms. The Orem Institute strives to create a TB-free community for future generations. Come and get your free chest x-ray at the Clanflay Community Healthcare Center. We are based here in Eastern Rivier. We operate Monday to Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. No appointment needed, no referrals from the doctors needed. Ja, jy het my reg gehoor, die diens is gratis.
Yes, sir.
Our station, our talent, our people.
Die ding ruk hier.
I worship.
Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, molweni, abahlali, molweni, abazali. Ndiyandibulisa nonke, mama no tata, buti no sisi. Ek groet u vir oggend in die mooie naam van Koning Jesus. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There's a song that says, Aliko igama, elihle njengalo. There is no one like the name of Jesus. He is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And even the beautiful Lebo sings a song, Hallelujah, Dumiseni. Dumiseni means we give the Lord all the praise and all the glory. And we are here this morning at Radio Easter River. All glory to God. Onse stasi, onse talent, onse mense. And we want to encourage you this morning where you can find us as a radio station. We are the leading internet radio station in Cape Town. Thank you for interacting with us on our various platforms. And I want to give the Lord all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, because it is the doing of the Lord and the favor of the Lord and the grace and mercy of our Almighty God that He allow us to minister His word on the radio station. Thank you for 33 million people that are tuned in on various platforms. You can catch us live on Facebook on the Radio East River page. We are live this morning also on TikTok on the Radio East River TikTok page. Then you can check out our website for the live stream. And to learn more about Radio East River, you can find us at www.radioeastriver.co.za. Oh my goodness. And then, of course, the best way to experience Radio East River is to download the Radio East River app. Yes, this is available for you to download for free. on any smart device. You can download our app on Play Store, Hawaii Gallery, and App Store. All live shows are recorded and available as podcasts for you to listen to it anytime. All you need to do is search Radio Israel, one word, on all podcasting sites, including Spotify, YouTube, and Deezer. You can also connect with us today and every day on every program on WhatsApp by sending a message or voice note to 064-536-9095. If you want to know anything about your spiritual journey, if you are a backslider and you want to contact me, you can also find me on Elmarie Soul's Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram. And you can also find our church Facebook page, Jehovah Samar Family Church, where the presence of the Lord dwells. To advertise with us, send us an email to our marketing team at admin@radioeastriver.co.za. So if you are in business, we would like to invite you to advertise, not minister, to advertise your business on the different platforms. And I can assure you that many, many people are waiting for you so that they can buy from you. All glory to God. As I always say, if you are blessed by God when he opened doors for you, we want you to bless him back and we want you to honor you. Now, this morning, today, I want to minister to us out of the book of Mark, because what we're going through, all the answers are in the book of Mark. And I am going to read a passage in the book of Mark, and I'm going to give a more in-depth description and revelation about who Jesus Christ was and still is. And I can assure you this morning, if you are downtrodden, you are sick, you don't know where to go, you are lost, you are a sinner, and if you don't really understand that we always talk about this Jesus, I am going to give you a clear message of hope, who Jesus Christ is and why did he came to the world. He came, number one, to restore the relationship between us and God, and also to bring us into salvation. Now, the book of Mark says that, Mark 1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The baptism of testing of Jesus. At the time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan, just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: you are my Son, whom I loved, with who I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attending to him. Now, I'm not going to read further because I just want to give you an in-depth description of where we can read who Jesus Christ was, from sinner to righteous. So I'm just busy on my from sinner. I'm going to be with you now. Okay, yes. I just want to encourage us this morning, because in the book of Mark, we are going to read who Jesus Christ is, why did he came. And the Gospel of Mark presents Jesus as the Son of God, a servant king, and a miracle worker who came to bring salvation, healing, and the power of God through signs and wonders. And we are going to see in the book of Mark, that everything that you and me need everything that we're going through or what we're going through, there is answers. Like, for instance, when we are sick, we sometimes go to a doctor. And then we tell the doctor what we need. We tell the doctor what we need. We tell the doctor actually what is wrong with our bodies. Let me just correct that. We tell the doctor firstly what is wrong with our bodies, whether it's headaches, whether it's chest pains, whether it's a boil under the arm, whether the dog bite you the previous day, or whether you just feel funny. You cannot really express to the doctor like what's going wrong with you, and the doctor will examine you. The doctor will put a stethoscope on your heart, and he will ask you to breathe in and breathe out, and then he will give you a diagnosis according to his knowledge, because he studied to be a doctor for so many years, and many of them are years in the business of having their own GP practice. So the doctor will diagnose your sickness, and then he will prescribe medication for you. Some will give you a script to go to a pharmacy, and some will give you even medication. And this is what I want to bring across to us. Then he will explain to you, when he gave you Mipredol, he will say to you, drink 2-3 times a day, and then he will explain to you, first eat, and 30 minutes after that you can drink the tablet. Some tablets you can drink before you eat, that there is some medication, but please, listeners, read first what is written on the packet. Do not follow me by saying Amri said that we can drink before we eat. No, some of them, but please read first what a doctor prescribed. The same way, when we are in need of money, we go to the bank and we make a loan. And when we get to the bank will ask us for specific documents, and we will give them the documents, because if we don't give the documents to them what they need to make this loan, then we cannot be successful. And then they will go and look if you are credit worthy. They will check you on ITC to check if you are not in debt, in arrears in your debt, are you not blacklisted. I'm giving you some examples because many times we know where to go when we are in need of help, when we are sick. We know where to go when we need money. We go to the bank. We go to the loan sharks. When we are in need of transport, we have Bolt or any other app on our phone where we can just punch in our destiny. And then the Uber will come, and then it will take us from point A to B. The same thing, the same thing Mark did when he wrote down the book of Mark. He gave us a lot of in-depth answers that we need. Some of us listening to me this morning, our bodies are tired and weary. Some of us are lost. We are sinners. And Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of our hearts, and he wants to give us a direction. He wants to call us into his kingdom. He wants to give us hope again. And I bring this morning today a message of hope, of joy and salvation. I use my own life as a testimony. Oh, glory to God. I was once lost, but I was found by Jesus Christ. I was in darkness, but he brought me into his marvelous light. I was a sinner that the grace and the mercy of God carried me every day in that sinful life until I said yes to Jesus. And today, I want to bring the book of Mark, the gospel of Mark, to you so that you can see, in the name of Jesus, there is a answer. There is an answer for us in the name of Jesus. Many times I hear people are saying, "Nie amri die Here kan many ready." I don't believe that Jesus Christ can deliver me from this sin. I don't believe that Jesus can heal me from this sickness. The doctor already gave me 3 days or 30 days, or the doctor called and said, "I must bring my family with," and the doctor gave me a death sentence that I'm going to die. But I want to give you hope today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when Lazarus was already dead, all right, Jesus did not come when they sent him a message that Lazarus was sick. Jesus actually came when Lazarus was already buried. buried in the grave. And when he came to them, he said to them, oh, Jesus is just sleeping. Maybe your situation looked dead today, but I want to bring you the message of hope, the message of hope from the miracle worker. His name is Jesus. I have to promise you today, if you give it all over to Jesus, he will fix it for you. There is a song that says, let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. He knows just what to do. And there's also another song that I've learned through AFM. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Hallelujah. I want to bring you a Jesus that is 24/7 on the main line. And we all know, a few years ago, we were introduced by internet, Wi-Fi, data. And if your data are depleted, you cannot send me a message. You cannot get access to the apps. You cannot get access to your friends. You cannot send a message to your boss that you are late. But if you are connected to the main line, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost fire, then you are forever connected. Soos altijd say, Jesus sa Wi-Fi raki klani, sa data raki opi, sa airtime raki klani. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And today, I want to minister to us who Jesus Christ are presented and portrayed in the Gospel of Mark. Now, who is Mark? Mark was not a disciple. Mark worked with Peter, and Mark worked with Paul. And to a point where there was a dispute between Paul and Mark, and they couldn't work along anymore, and Mark left Paul, but Barnabas rescued Mark, and later in the book of Acts or Corinthians, we're going to read and see how Paul asked of Mark and said, bring Mark, he's a faithful servant, he's a hard worker, bring him for the work of service. Now, what happened through Mark and Paul was restored later because Barnabas was the one who did not allow himself to take sides. He rescued Mark for the sake of the gospel. And today we are reading that the Gospel of Mark. Now, as I said earlier, Mark wrote down that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and there is so many examples. So the first thing actually that Mark present to us, he present Jesus Christ in Mark 1, the first verse. He present him as the Son of God and the servant king. So Mark emphasizes Jesus' divine identity and mission as a suffering servant. So Mark gave Jesus Christ an identity in the chapter of Mark 1. And the scripture there says, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord and make straight paths for him. So I want to tell somebody here today that Mark said that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in verse 1, Mark 1, verse 1. So what Jesus Christ wants to do and still trying to do every day by reaching out to us so that we can become also a son of God, a joint heir of the Father. There are so many people still lost. I am a great example of somebody who was lost, or somebody who said in the past, I don't think that Jesus Christ can deliver me of this sin, because my sin was so big according to me. My sin was so great according to me. My sin led me not to believe that I am able to be rescued by somebody. Yes, people on the earth, people on this earth, they came to me. They preached to me. They encouraged me. They came to me by telling me, and you also, that Jesus Christ loved us. Now, the same way Mark portrayed Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the same way Jesus wants to bring us into God's kingdom so that we can be called the Son of God, sons of God. And I want to give you another scripture from the book of John 1, verse 12. It says, The book of John, chapter 1, verse 12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, in the book of Mark, John gave us, firstly, the best thing and the right thing and the perfect thing. He did not start with miracles. He did not start with signs and wonders. He started off by saying that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And the first lesson that we need to learn today, that Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, he wants us to become children of God, as written in the book of John. John 12 says that, yet to all who did receive him, for those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So all of us are sons and daughters of our parents, whether our parents are married or not, whether they died, whether they are divorced. We are part of a family. We came from a mother and father. So I am the daughter of Umnyamezeli Toba. I am the daughter of Wilma Toba. Both of my parents is deceased, no more on this earth, but I was still lost. Although I was their daughter, I was still lost. But Mark give us an in-depth identity that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, while we are wandering on this earth, walking on this earth, going to work, wherever we are going, we need to understand, if we are not in Christ, we are lost. If we are not in Christ, we are lost. So mark the emphasis of Jesus Christ's divine identity and mission, and as a suffering servant. So today we need to understand that Jesus Christ, even according to Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Jesus Christ, as the Son of Man and the Son of God, he came to give his life as a ransom so that we can find a true identity in Christ. So Mark gave a divine identity to Jesus Christ in the first verse. And we need to understand that Jesus Christ wants to give us also the identity to become a child of God, so that we can be known into his kingdom. Because the book of Revelation 20:15 says, if our names is not written in the book of life, we will end up in hell. But the word of God is bringing to us today hope from lost to found in the name of Jesus. I said earlier in the previous broadcast, I said that if you go to the airport and you come down from Durban or Joburg, and as you come down, we all are waiting for our luggage to come down on a conveyor belt. And sometimes we will find out that there is one or two persons, they cannot find their luggage, they cannot find their bags, and then they send you to lost and found bags. So there is a gentleman or a lady working, and she's the one who needs to look for your bag, because you reported now that your bag was not on that belt. The same way we went to that lady to assist us, Jesus Christ is coming to us. We are going to them so that they can find our lost bag. But Jesus Christ is coming to us. He's knocking at our doors every day. He's using the radio station to tell us today that we are lost, but he wants to find us. He wants to have fellowship with us. And I want to encourage someone today that if you are not in Christ, you are lost. Maar ja, maar hoe kan je dat zeggen? The Bible says that if we don't give our life to Christ, we are lost. So the second thing that Mark brings across to us in the book of Mark, Mark highlights the Jesus' mission to save the lost through his preaching, death, and resurrection. Now in Mark 2, we're going to read in Mark 2, verse 17. In Mark 2, verse 17, we are going to read that Jesus Christ says, Mark 2 verse 17 says, It is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. Mark 8 says, for whoever wants to save their lives will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. So Jesus Christ, his mission was to bring us also into salvation, to give us identity as a child of God, and all of us, we were born into sin. None of us were born into righteousness. None of us were born as a righteous person. We were born into sin. And Mark gives us an in-depth understanding that Jesus Christ, his mission is to save the lost through his preaching, through death and resurrection. So Jesus Christ was a preacher on this earth and is still preaching from heaven to us as individuals and to the world. So Jesus Christ, in the book of Mark, we see like where he preached to the lost. The crowds follow him. If we go to the book of Mark, sorry, I read John 2 verse 15. Ek is hoekom ek so te kaaf ook en nie gal kry vir jou reg, kry vir jou in orde. Kom nou Elmer, kry vir jou in orde. Let me read in the Bible. Mark 2 verse 17. On hearing this, Jesus said to him, to them, it is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. And through the book of Mark, we are going to see how the crowds followed him. In Mark 2, we also see how Jesus came to the lake, a large crowd were following him, and he began to teach. Now, through the teaching and the preaching, Jesus always lay claim on salvation. And Jesus said, and he began to tease him. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. He said to him, follow me, Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? There is the proof that Jesus Christ did not come from the righteous. He came for sinners like me and you. The same way Jesus Christ called Levi and later eat at his house with many tax collectors and sinners. And I can assure you, if you study the four Gospels from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you and me, we are going to read how Jesus went to people's homes, healing them, delivering them. Jesus even used their homes to preach to. So your home is a place where the gospel of Jesus Christ can be preached. That's why I want to encourage people, when you are a born-again child of God, use your house by inviting the street. Start something where you can minister to them, where you can pray to them, where you can lay hands on them in the name of Jesus. So Jesus Christ came to deliver us, to set us free of sin, so that salvation can take place. Now, the third thing that Jesus Christ are portrayed in the book of Mark is his healing power. Mark records many healings showing Jesus' compassion and divine authority. The Bible says in Matthew 28, let me give you a scripture about the authority that's been given unto Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ even said in the book of Matthew 28, he says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, for the very end of age. So that scripture gives us the confirmation that God the Father gave Jesus Christ all authority all authority in the name of Jesus to lay hands on the sick and to resurrect the dead in the name of Jesus. So salvation came through Jesus Christ, and also the healing power that came through Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. So in Mark 1 verse 34, we are going to read. In Mark 1:34, we are going to read the healing power of Jesus Christ. I'm going to start from verse 29. Mark 1, verse 29. It says, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with fever, and they immediately told Jesus about it. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Jesus did not allow the demons to speak because the demons even know who Jesus Christ was. And I want to bring the message of hope today so that we can give our lives to Christ, so that we can tell other people who Jesus Christ was. Now, in this few scriptures, we read about Jesus left the synagogue and he left it with James and John, and they went to Simon's mother-in-law's house. And this is so profound. When they went to Peter's mother-in-law's house because his mother-in-law was sick with fever, he healed her, but her house became now the place where many people came to be healed. The Bible says that evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who has various diseases. So people came now to this house to be healed by Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you today, whatever sickness you have, whatever disease you have, even if it's incurable, even if the doctor tells you, you know what, Elmarie, I just found this patient that it looks like he's not going to live in 2025. I want to encourage you. Gee die Here kans. Can you give it to Jesus? He's the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 5, by his stripes we are healed. And in Mark 5, 34, the woman with the issue of blood. We are going to read now Mark 5, verse 34. Now in the chapter, we are going to see about how Jesus Christ not only healed a woman that was suffering for 12 years with the issue of blood, but there was also a dead daughter that Jesus healed. So verse 21, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her that she will be healed and loved." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowded against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what has happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembled with fear and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Now this is now the woman with the issue of blood. And I'm going to give you now a second healing that took place. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead. From dying now, she's dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, his brother, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep, but they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this time were completely, and this day were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Wow, wow, wow. Mark presents Jesus Christ in the book of Mark as the Jesus with the power of God, with the healing power, with signs and wonders. And we see here in chapter 5, when the one person asked Jesus for healing, as Jesus was on his way now to the daughter of Jairus, the synagogue leader, a woman came, who was suffering for 12 years. Suffering for 12 years with the issue of blood. The Bible says he spent all her money at doctors, but the doctors gave her medication, they gave her counseling, they gave her instructions, but it became so worse. And I believe this woman, maybe she didn't have money to go to any doctor, but the word of the Lord said in this chapter that she heard about Jesus Christ. Now today we use the medium of the radio so that you can hear about Jesus Christ, so that you can have no excuse one day when you stand before him. And I want to encourage you, if you are sick, if you are blind, if you are deaf, if your body is weak, you don't know where to find your strength, please do not find your strength in energy in energy drinks. Find your strength in the Lord. Yes, sometimes we drink those energy drinks. It's just for a moment, but then afterwards we feel much worse than before. And in Mark 10 verse 55, it says, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. So Jesus Christ served on this earth by healing the sick. Jesus Christ is still serving us in the name of Jesus, where we can still call upon him in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to give you another example from the book of Mark. In Mark 10:55, the blind Bartimaeus, go, your faith has healed you. Immediately receive his sight and follow Jesus Christ along the road. So yes, some of us are having sickness, diseases. Some of us, our bodies are weak. Some of us heard that we have cancer. Some of us have heard that we have incurable disease. Some of us heard that we need to be on medication for life. But I also want to say, from the point of a healthcare worker, it's also important that we live a healthy lifestyle. It's also important that now that we are healed, if Jesus healed you of all those diseases and you don't need to drink medication again, I want to encourage you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't overdo it. If you've been set free of any sickness that you know it was caused by an unhealthy lifestyle, I want to encourage you, I want to beg you, continue now a healthy lifestyle. Be an example of somebody that was healed by Jesus Christ and how you walk in a good, healthy lifestyle in the name of Jesus. The third thing that Mark did is that he portrayed and present Jesus Christ's healing power. Mark records many healings showing Jesus Christ, his compassion that he had for people on this earth. The fourth thing that Jesus Christ are known for in the book of Mark is signs and wonders. Mark place the emphasis on Jesus' power over nature, demons, and death, proving his divine authority. In Mark 4, verse 39, let us go to Mark 4 so that I can give you a proof of what I'm saying. Jesus calmed the storm. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Mark 4, verse 39. Now I'm going to read from verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him, A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Now, there are also other testimonies in the book of in chapter 6 of the book of Mark, from 41 to 44. We are going to see how Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish of bread to a great crowd. Now, this crowd was listening to Jesus Christ for 3 days. Let us go there. Mark 6, verse 41. It's very good to give reference to what I am reading so that you can also go to your Bible to see how God multiplied. Mark 6, verse 41. I'm going to read from 35. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have?" He asked, "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. If families all came to this gathering where Jesus Christ preached and teach to them, we can estimate that it was more than 20,000 people, although the Bible mentions only the men. But I can assure you there was also children, because in another book it says that a boy brought a loaves and the bread which Jesus multiplied. So Jesus used the signs and wonders to multiply the fish and the bread so that people can eat in the name of Jesus. In Mark 16, verse 17 to 18, "And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well." So Mark also gave us an in-depth description of the power and the healing power and the signs and wonders of Jesus Christ. And the question for us today is, that are listening to us every day or every Sunday on the radio station, you are going to church, you hear the pastor, the priest, the reverend, the father of the church are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the encouragement is that Mark's gospel is powerfully portrays Jesus as the Messiah who brings salvation, perform miracles of healings in the name of Jesus, and demonstrates God's power through signs and wonders, calling people to faith and discipleship. Because now, not only did he came as the Son of God, as the servant king, and as the miracle worker who used the power of God the Father to heal the sick and to brought the dead from the grave, but Jesus Christ also came in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ also came in the mighty name of Jesus to represent another kingdom, and that is the kingdom of God. As we're going to see also in the Bible, and I read it earlier, that Jesus Christ also called Levi, and Levi was sitting at the booth. He was a tax collector where people come to pay their taxes. And when Jesus Christ came to him, the Bible says he called them from that booth and he said, "Follow me." So also in the book of Mark, Jesus Christ is also telling us, giving us examples. Mark is also giving us examples that we need to follow Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Because we are lost. We are sinners. We were born into sin. So not only as the Son of God, but also as the Son of God who wants us to accept Jesus Christ into salvation. Salvation is key. Bekering as die sleutel tot die ewige lewe. En of iemand vanoggend sê, as jy jou gaan bekeer tot Jesus Christus, sou ons eendag sterwe, dan het ons die beloftes, we have the guarantee of eternal life, and as we journey along in the book of Mark, we are going to see that all these things are happening from chapter 1 to chapter 16. And as we journey along, we also going to see how Jesus Christ repeatedly said to his disciples, listen, I have to go away. I have to prepare a place for you. Because he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going away to prepare a place for you and me. And I want to say to somebody here today, doesn't matter what you're going through, doesn't matter your circumstances, we are here today preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who wants you to become a son in the kingdom of God. Yes, as I said earlier, we are the son and daughters of our parents, but there's another sonhood, and that sonhood is the Son of God. The second thing that Jesus Christ wants to do, he wants to reveal himself as the servant king. The Bible says he did not come to serve, but he did not come to be served, but he came to serve us in the name of Jesus. And what way he served us? He served us by giving his life as a ransom on the cross where he died for our sins. And the other thing that Jesus Christ came to do, he came because he wanted to reveal the power, the mighty power, the miracle working power, the healing power of deliverance. If you say to me today, Elmarie, I don't know that, I don't believe that Jesus can deliver my son from drugs. I know a lot of ex-drug addicts. I preached for one pastor last year in Makassar. He was on drugs. That is his testimony today. If you say today that God cannot heal your daughter that went astray, can I tell you about Luke 15, where the prodigal son had an encounter with Jesus Christ in the pigsty? If you say today that Jesus can't heal you of your fever, the Bible says that Mark, in the book of Mark, he narrated to us that Jesus Christ was taken to the house of Peter's mother-in-law that was sick with fever. And the Bible says many other people came to be healed. So healing is his children's brand. And I want to end off today by telling you today that I am revealing a full package of who Jesus Christ was and is. You just need to kneel down or stand. You just need to call upon his name. And the song that we're going to play out is a song by Sanaz, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. This is who he is and still was and is. And I want to encourage you this week that if you call upon him, the author and the finisher of your faith, if you call upon the name of Jesus, the same way Mark give us the gospel in the book of Mark, who Jesus was and still is, he will answer, he will heal you, he will deliver you, but you need to come, I need to come, I need to tell him, like I said to Jesus Christ this morning when I prayed, I said, thank you, Lord, for restoring my body. I was very tired after yesterday's program that I had. I'm also doing job readiness, and I was tired, and I went to bed, but God refueled me. He strengthened me in the name of Jesus, because I know him as the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. And I bless you today, and I'm going to ask the Lord to bless you and to keep you, and we are going to play out with the song of Sanaz, Miracle Worker, J.O., Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. This is who he is and was and still is. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Amen and amen. Can you play out with the song?
Radio Eerste Rivier. Onze stasie, onze talent, ons mense. WhatsApp ons by 064-536-9095. Talk to us, die ding ruk hier.
You're the answer to